This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at JaneSays, JaneSays, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. This from the SF Gate. Calvin found this. Headline reads, San Francisco police seize the unlikely drug of choice of Grateful Dead fans. Vendors are selling nitrous oxide or ice cold fatties outside.
Jay, what? No. What are they called again? What are they called again?
Ice cold fatties outside Golden Gate Park concerts.
I have lots of thoughts.
Do you?
Yes.
At first, I don't know what that is.
Whippets.
I don't know. A whippet is a dog. A whippet is a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, a whippet is another way of taking it. It's like an inhalant. You do a whippet and you do.
You do a whippet.
Yeah. So like the thing for me is I have to remember that Grateful Dead fans, while they can be in their now 60s, 70s, and 80s,
yes,
are also in their teens, 20s, and 30s, and they're not just expanding their mind, man, dancing around the park. Because, you know, 60 years ago, they were going to Golden Gate Park to watch the Dead for free. And this show they talked about, them at Golden Gate Park, was between, I think, 4 and 6. It was very.
Jerry Garcia would be mortified.
It was so expensive. Wow. I'm actually going to look it up real quick because it is the antithesis to what this all started out to be.
Yeah, definitely. Back to the ice cold fatties. In Grateful Dead parlance, this translates to overstuffed balloons full of nitrous oxide. One balloon for $20, two for $30. Deflated balloons were seen all over the ground. Dealers were so pervasive, the police department saw a trailer with 100 metal tanks filled with nitrous oxide. They arrested one guy.
One guy.
Distributing it. There were a number of arrests that were made. Nitrous oxide cuts off oxygen to the brain, resulting in a high that lasts a few minutes. That seems bad.
That seems what doctors would call unworth it.
Yeah. Not new.
And that was the original point I wanted to make. I apologize. I veered off there, but it was that, you know, growing up, you knew what kind of, you were aware what kind of drugs deadheads were taking. And now it's this, they're nothing new, but that being prevalent at dead shows is very surprising and very weird to me, especially for a few minute high. I mean, no, thank you very much. A single ticket there was $233 with a super VIP package available for nearly $10,000.
Unreal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and it's not even, it's Dead and Company. It's not even like most of those guys are gone.
Are gone. Yeah, exactly.
So
Calvin, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, I agree with Greg that I would not have assumed or associated whippets with the Grateful Dead, but according to this article, the band has been associated with whippets specifically for a while. Apparently, the squeal of a gas can be heard on the experimental song Barbed Wire Whipping Party, an outtake from the album Exomoxica. I don't know how you say that.
Join us next week for more of Calvin Talks About the Dead.
I think Jerry Garcia was sniffing dogs. That's what I think it was. I think Jerry Garcia was like, give me that whippet over here. I want to smell him.
Wow. I see what you did there. I didn't know whippet was a kind of a dog. Yeah. Now I want to pet that dog. But yeah, it's not surprising, but it's also weird. And that's. Yeah, that shouldn't be. Whippets shouldn't be a thing.
Cutting off oxygen to your brain. Let's not do that.
I wear a thing on my face because that was what was happening when I was sleeping.
You were getting free. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was happening while you were sleeping.
I was high all night long.
Dude. Wow, did I sleep? That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.